Driven on 49, it's Marnie and Campo with Campo returning on Monday morning. Drew here filling in. Now, yesterday morning, Marnie, you may have heard us put some updates on air about a house fire in Gatton, William Street, which was pretty awful.
Yeah.
Matthew, you were there, mate, and you saw the fire, yeah?
Yeah, so yesterday morning, I was heading to work at like 5:30, and as I was driving past, I saw the smoke coming up, and I was a bit concerned because usually, you know, you don't really see that in Gatton. It's not an everyday, you know, it's something you see. So I pulled up and obviously I've seen the house lit ablaze. The cops told me to move on by, so I got back into my car and continued going to work. And as I've drove past the second time, within like 2 minutes, the whole house had gone up. I ended up finishing my shift and decided to drive back home. And as I'm driving back home, I saw the boys that were just sat out the front, you know, heads down. And obviously I knew I couldn't just drive past. I had to pull up and have a chat to them. You know, talking to them, I found out they've lost everything, their passports, their furniture, clothes, everything they had. And I've decided, you know, I want to try and help them because it's the right thing to do. And there's a community I know we can all come together and, you know, help them get back up on their feet.
Good on you, mate. It's one of the great things about the Lockyer Valley, isn't it? The community comes together, mate.
And if we come together, you know, we're unstoppable. We can help people who need the help.
So what have you done, Matthew? Have you got like a page or something organised for them?
So I've set up a GoFundMe page, and so far the community has been great in helping. We've already raised up to $510, I believe. So already, you know, that's food, that's clothes, what the boys need. I've got food set out for most of three of them. So I had two lovely ladies come over yesterday, and they dropped off like a load of food. And then accommodation. At the moment, they've got temporary accommodation. We're trying to find something a bit more permanent for them, but obviously in Gatton, there's not much rental, so it is a little bit hard.
Well, mate, you're doing a great thing.
Yeah.
So if people can help out, it's pretty easy. Just go to GoFundMe.com, and at the top there you hit search, type in Gatton House Fire, it comes up, and you can donate that way. Good on you, mate.
If, I mean, any cent helps, even just a dollar, guys, you know, everything comes together, and it's helpful.
Yeah, good on you. What a great man. Goes to work for the day after seeing the fire and then goes back to make sure they're okay.
Yeah, awesome. Good on you, mate. What a champ.
Yeah, awesome.
Love it.